Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Get a head start on 2025 with CNBC's Big January, the hottest tech event, CES, from Las Vegas. The data, the numbers, the jobs report, and meet the future of biotech and pharma at JPM Healthcare. Check out the Amex Golf Tournament from California, Inauguration Day, and the meeting of world leaders in Davos. Plus, the first Fed decision of the year. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Welcome back to the Pomp and Joe Show. I'm Jason Mackey, in for the guys. More than halfway home already. Time is flying by. Thanks so much to Ray Fittipaldo from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette for joining us. Have another guest coming up, a good friend from the Harrisburg Patriot News. Excuse me, Max Ralph, to talk a little Penn State football. Going to shift into college football mode a little bit. I know, Austin, what you'll be doing around 4 o'clock today, watching the Sugar Bowl, I presume.
Oh, you know it. I want to know who Penn State's playing.
I know. Same. I cannot wait for that one. My six-year-old son has adopted. He's adopted two college football teams for no reason in particular. He's become a big Ohio State fan and a big Notre Dame fan. I don't know why.
Okay, two opposite ends of the college football spectrum.
I know. He's six, man. Whatever. He's just getting into it. So we'll be watching that one for sure. What have you made about Penn State's run so far? Predictable? What you expected? Does it change your perception of Penn State?
Maybe slightly in a positive way. I expected them to win both games, Jason. I was at the SMU home playoff game. It definitely was not the type of game that I expected it to be, where the defense completely dominated, because I was coming off of an Oregon game where Oregon made that defense look razor thin in the secondary. And to see what Ohio State did to it, just kind of fascinating to watch. I expected them to win both of these games, yes. And intern Dom put it this way, that the playoffs actually start now for Penn State. I don't necessarily fully agree with that. But I do think that this is where the rubber meets the road. This is where we're going to finally learn what Penn State is against either Notre Dame or Georgia, either team. Even though Georgia doesn't have Carson Beck playing, if they advance, it's still Georgia. Like, that carries a lot of weight. They're
right, they've
the
got
best
some pretty good players
trenches.
On that roster. Yeah.
No doubt about it. So they were double-digit favorites in both games. They were supposed to win. James Franklin always wins those games outside of one every 5 years or so. And he typically doesn't win when he's an underdog. So if James Franklin is an underdog against Notre Dame or Georgia and wins it, that will tell me more than anything in the last two games could have.
Who do you like in the Sugar Bowl?
I think Georgia's going to pull it out.
Do you?
I do. I just think that they're too tough for Notre Dame. Now, I mean, I do think it's interesting that the three teams that won their conference championships and got the first round bye all lost. That's interesting to me.
Yeah.
Partly you get into a rhythm. How much time off do you have? I don't think it factors that much for Oregon compared to Ohio State. I mean, Ohio State did just play a game last week, obviously, but Oregon had the same amount of rest going into its first playoff game that Ohio State did, because Oregon played an extra game in the Big Ten championship game that Ohio State did not have. So I think Notre Dame, Riley Leonard, I don't have that much confidence in them. It would not surprise me if Notre Dame wins.
Yeah.
I feel like that would be a coin flip game of Penn State, though, if Notre Dame played Penn State.
There's so much unknown, I think, because of Gunnar Stockton, who, by the way, has a great quarterback name. Gunnar Stockton, quarterback at Georgia.
Elite.
I love that. Elite. He's barely played. He hasn't had to play because of Carson Beck. He's going to make his first college start. And, yeah, I'm taking Notre Dame. I don't feel great about it because of some of what you're saying, the athletes on Georgia's side, and like, you know, the team around them is very good, and I'm not sure Notre Dame is on that level, but I think the quarterback is going to play a significant factor. Riley Leonard has been playing really well. I think you said that. Just the experience factor. Jeremiah Love was really good in the first round. I'm taking Notre Dame, but this is so weird, man, the way it just keeps setting up for Penn State. Like, I like Penn State against either of those teams.
Do you?
I do. The way this defense is playing, one of the biggest surprises of the entire Penn State season to me, maybe the college football playoff, is how much they shut down Ashton Jeanty. He got nothing going, man.
Well, they are a top 10, top 15 run defense in all of college football.
He's the best running back in college football.
I know. I was not.
By a long shot. He was averaging 192 yards a game.
I was expecting him to run for 100 yards, and he ran for over 125 in every single game this year before Penn State shut it down. If they stopped Genty, that was the key to the game, and they were going to win. Now, yeah, it might have helped that Boise's kicker missed two field goals. They fumbled a couple of times. Like, Boise, a lot of portions, was trying to give Penn State the game, and Penn State wouldn't take it. Other than going up 14-0, but you know what I honestly think, and we'll put this on tape, and I'll probably record it, and we'll go back and we'll just throw darts at me when this happens. This is honest to God what I think is going to happen, Jason. I think that Penn State is going to win this game in the Orange Bowl that I am very hopeful to potentially go to. We'll see if that ends up coming to fruition.
Really?
There's a lot of plans in place. We'll see if things come to fruition.
All right. Congratulations on your success.
I'm decently optimistic, but at the same time, I'm not. We'll see. I think Penn State beats whoever they play. I think that Ohio State beats Texas in the Cotton Bowl, which is basically going to be a road game for them in Texas.
Yep.
And I think they're going to play in the national championship game. It'll be a Big Ten national championship game. All these questions and everybody's saying, well, James Franklin can really get it done this time. James Franklin can do it. This will silence all the doubters, and Ohio State wins on a last-second field goal. That's exactly what I think is going to happen.
That could not be any more crushing.
That Ohio State Penn State on a last-second field goal to win the national championship.
And think about
what I think is going to happen.
And think about all the like comeuppance on the Penn State side of things. Like, you've gone on this journey beating SMU, beating Boise State, beating whomever.
You get Georgia, Notre Dame.
You're right there.
And the bully rips it away from you. The bully of Ohio State, the big brother, that is, you've not been able to overcome over the last however many years, takes it from you again. That's what I think's going to happen.
I might start crying if that happened. I didn't go to Penn State. I'm not a Penn State fan. I have no...
Oh, I would drive to Atlanta if that's the case. I would drive down to Atlanta. I went to the Peach Bowl last year. I would drive right back down to Atlanta and say, well, here we go again.
Yeah.
It's funny. My sister and I, we were standing in the stadium for the Peach Bowl last year. We saw, you know, they promote these things like a year in advance, 2 years in advance. And they were like, next year's Peach Bowl is a college football playoff game, and we also have the national championship. And I said to her, I was like, wouldn't that be crazy if we come back here in like a year? Wouldn't that be odd? Now, I thought it would be for the college football playoff game, not for the national championship. But I think it's very within the realm of possibility.
I do, too. It would not shock me. I was very impressed. Let's talk about Drew Aller for a second. Because I was fascinated watching him early on, made two of the best throws I've seen him and really a college quarterback make all season. The Omari Evans touchdown, Tyler Warren in the back of the end zone. I mean, there are times where I look at this kid and think, he's ready. He's ready for the NFL. And then the more intelligent, or the few last intelligent parts of my brain take over and say, you know what, he made the right move coming back. He should come back. Where are you at with Drew Aller? Like, what's your level of confidence in him? Do you think he can be an NFL quarterback one day? I mean, when the dust settles, I'm completely comfortable with him coming back to Penn State. I think that's the right move for him and the team. But I don't know. What do you think of his play?
So I am a Drew Aller truther and a Drew Aller apologist.
You can't be both.
Well, I try to be. Drew Aller is, in my mind, an incredible quarterback. I defend Drew Aller to wit's end, which I probably shouldn't. Outside of the Ohio State game last year when he was just so awful, and I think it was that game, he was crying after the game, like how bad he played knowing that he lost his team the game.
He was also like deer in headlights for that thing.
He was.
I was at that game, dude. The horseshoe, I mean, that was his first exposure to it. Anyway.
And he was completely overwhelmed by it. But he has stood up in big moments. I feel like if they had a true number one wide receiver, everybody would be saying Drew Aller would be the number one quarterback taken in this class. I think he's that good, but, I mean, watching a full season of him play, there are still a lot of throws that he misses. There are still some mistakes that he makes. He takes care of the football decently well, but there are sometimes wide receivers that are open, and Drew makes the wrong read. I feel like, I mean, every offensive coordinator gets criticized, but as soon as Penn State fans heard that Andy Kotelnicki might be leaving to take the West Virginia job, and ultimately didn't, probably because, and I think he even said he didn't want to leave before the end of the season, then I think people would realize how important an offensive coordinator has been for Drew's growth and development. Like, he, I think, is going to go to the NFL and be a really good quarterback if he's given the time and given a good system. If he's thrown in like the Bears or the Browns or something like that, we've seen very good quarterbacks not be able to thrive there.
Yeah.
So I do think he made the right decision in going back, because one more year, and I think he could be a top five pick, where if he's drafted this year, it's probably back end of the first round, and is it the right situation for him? So
right.
I think he's making the right choice.
Yeah, I do too. And he shows those flashes of brilliance. Like starting out, he was 10 for 13, 144, and then missed on 9 of his next 12. Like, it's there, and I don't think it's all Andy Kotelnicki. I think some of it's affected by wide receiver play. If you look at what Penn State has at wide receiver, it's not an incredibly deep group, which is crazy. You know, we're talking about a team in the national semifinals without a true number one wide receiver. They've just kind of cobbled it together. Tyler Warren's their number one wide receiver. You've got 2 1,000-yard backs. You've got a really good defense. You have things you can bank on. But imagine if they can figure that out in the portal, or they can figure it out with recruiting or get somebody. Like, I'm watching Ohio State yesterday, and you got Jeremiah Smith and some of the elite athletes. I mean, I think Ohio State could easily win the national championship, whether it involves Penn State or not. Like, I am not at all dissuaded by what happened against Michigan. I think that's a darn good team. But anyway, some of the athletes that have come through there, imagine just one of them, Marvin Harrison Jr. You know, somebody on that level plays for Penn State, what that could mean for Drew Aller. So, I'm glad to see he's coming back. It's the right move. Not disagreeing with it. He can be infuriating. I understand that, but can also be really good, and he was for a lot of the time against Boise State. Anything you learned in the college football playoff games, Austin, so far, having seen 3 or 4 that you didn't know? Anything that stuck out to you?
Yeah, I love it. Don't change it.
Same.
You know, I'm completely fine with if you change the conference championships. The conference champions don't receive a first-round bye, but they get into the playoffs. I'm fine with that.
Yeah, I'm fine with that, too.
You seed it 1 through 12, but conference champions do get in, so Clemson would still get in. Boise would still get in. But they wouldn't be ranked the way that they were. So I like the playoff the way it is. I would have originally made it 8 teams. They're not going to go back.
No.
You know, once you go to 12, you're not going to shrink the playoff. I mean, we've never seen that in any sport. They're not going to do it. It's so much money that they're making off of it.
I think I'd actually be good with 12 because I don't love the timing of it. I don't like, I wish you could shrink it a little bit. I'd like to see first round games played in front of students before you go to neutral sites. I think that's little perk.
I think it should be multiple.
Yeah.
Games that should be held on campuses.
Yeah, I mean, I can see an argument for that. I do sort of acquiesce to the idea that there's a lot of money to be made.
Texter, Austin is biased because he's a Penn State fan. If you think that I can't put that aside and just show what my honest judgment is, then I don't know what to tell you.
I've really loved it, though, man. I think it's fantastic. I agree with you on the conference championship things. I think there's some nips and tucks as far as the schedule and the timing, and the portal overlap isn't great, and you know, none of this was going to be perfect. Even the narrative that, like, some of these games haven't been good and, you know, they've been blowouts or whatever, you're going to have that anywhere. You're going to have that no matter what you do. You're going to have that. I mean, shoot, you had that in the 4-team playoff. That's crazy. I saw somewhere Georgia had won their last two playoff games by a combined 118 points. Like, nobody's talking about those blowouts being a problem and change. I've really liked it. I think it's great. Build on it. Build on the hype. That Arizona State game was absolutely tremendous. I know both of us were glued to our television watching future Steeler Cam Scadaboo. That was a lot of fun. If they draft him, would you be okay with that?
I'd be
very okay with
that. Not
a
lot of speed, but he will run over anyone.
Dude, give me a backfield with him and Jalen Warren. I'm in. And I haven't looked at like a mock draft to see where he would be, but I mean, is he going to be a first-round pick? Probably not.
No, more like a second.
Strikes me as somebody you can have in a depth round. I like that. So, all right, we're going to keep talking college football, talk more Penn State with Max Ralph of the Harrisburg Patriot News coming up. A lot to get into. I want to talk to Max about the atmosphere after that victory over Boise State, much of what led to it, where the Nittany Lions go from here. Fascinating team to get into. Fan Twitter, it's brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And the fan text line is brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personally injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. They also say that Austin is an unabashed Penn State fan, and he can't separate his Penn State fandom from talking objectively about the team.
I feel like I've not completely given James Franklin pats on the back in the past. You know, like, there's a lot of accountability that I've tried to give there.
Nope. There's none.